The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model. And then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
It is located on Jeju Island, South Korea, and traces the connection between Japanese colonialism, World War II and the Korean War. They survived the Korean War. In the Korean culture, the patriarchy is very deep, much deeper than that of South Korea. Today, many South Koreans look back to their past countries to understand the world they are in now. Korea went through a tumultuous 100 years with Japanese occupation, civil war, and finally a division on the belly that divided North and South. Few international conflicts are as volatile, prolonged, or seemingly intractable as the conflict in Korea, where mutual mistrust, Cold War hostility and the possibility of North Korea's economic collapse threaten the security of the entire region. It can be seen from these documents that the relationship with North Korea became a major political issue for South Korea during the split of the peninsula after World War II. After the Korean War and the split of the two North Koreas along the 38-degree line, the Kim regime took control of North Korea. At the end of the Korean War in 1953, South Korea was one of the poorest countries in the world. I don't think many people realize that North Korea was bombed by the United Kingdom and the United States against Japan and Germany during World War II, but North Korea is a small country. However, the author of this book claims that it was in fact the result of inter-Korean violence. In all fairness, this book could be a good book for anyone with even the slightest interest in North Korean affairs, because that way you can see a great balance of lighting. It is very cool in the sense that it was not a bias and you can see how South Korea also struggled in the early years, and it was not only North Korea that was compared to a more modern South Korea like this. Sometimes I entrust this book to my students, not because the story of the Korean War is necessarily so long, but because it is such a wonderful book worth looking at to learn how to read the newspaper. Or an official government report. It's a crowded topic. A search for North Korean book history yields about 54 million results on Google, but nearly every expert, author, and professor I spoke to cited it as their own experience, but their favorite readable text in the country. It offers nuance and complexity that others don't. It's a must-read for fans of the subject. Starting in World War II, this book traces the history and influence of the Korean War to the present day. The following bibliography is a study of South Korean literature published in English in many different styles from the late 1960s to the present day. Although most of them are books set in Korea, most of these books are also presented in other countries and tell stories about the life of Korean immigrants. This includes hagiographic depictions of leaders, the struggle against the Japanese during the colonial period, the history of the Korean War, and everything that builds a nation. Each of them immerses the reader in the psyche of South Korea, often exploring the country's past and present. Some of these books, set in Korea, come from the Korean Literature Library, a collection published by the Dalkey Archive Press in collaboration with the Korea Literature Translation Institute. I must also say that this collection of books with a Korean background has the most beautiful and amazing cover I have seen in a while. I have been fortunate enough to visit the bustling Seoul city many times, and as usual, the books shipped in Korea accompany my travels. Ask anyone who knows a little bit about translated literature in the world, which countries are publishing the most innovative novels, and perhaps South Korea. For our textbook on North Korea, we consulted with a panel of experts, including Barbara Demick, the author of the finalist of the national book, Criticism, Unenviable, The Wall Street Journal Jonathan Cheng, head of the Seoul office, John Park, director of the Korean Working Group at the Harvard Belfer Center for International Affairs, Bai Jian, author of The Secret Revolution in North Korea, Darcy Drott, PhD student in political science at Johns Hopkins University, Bruce Cummings, East Asia historian and professor at the University of Chicago, Isaac Stone Fish, a senior researcher at the Asia-China Center for U.S.-China Relations, and Suki Kim, author of We Are Not Without You. This document was published in the New Routledge Handbook of Contemporary South Korea,
edited by Sojin Lim and Nikki J.P. Olsford. Therefore, only a small percentage of buyers will read this book from beginning to end like me. However, this implies not only trauma, but also the volatility of history. The book contains beautiful black and white photographs taken by Hong Kong, which only add to the experience as you try to change the tone of each beautiful image. In this book, one of the best Korean novels of our time, you live and feel, and it is all created through the use of white space. Kum Suk Gendry Kim's second book, The Expectation, offers a compelling example. It is a vividly designed graphic narrative rooted in autobiography. It's the same with The Surrendered, a story of love and war in Korea. Although this war lasted only 3 years, its enormous impact on the United States, North and South Korea, and the entire world continues to resonate. It lasted 52 days, and many Koreans remember it as an act of aggression by American troops. The novel is unique in that it does not mention Kim Il-sung at the time. Kim has gone through the Korean colonial period, and this novel is the first-hand account of the boy's resistance to Japanese rule. The guest told the story of a missionary who visited his childhood village in North Korea, and emphatically revealed that the massacres attributed to American soldiers in history were actually done by Korean Christians in his village. Bai Nanning's Friend was first published in North Korea in 1988, where it became a bestseller and a TV series that was eventually cancelled. 30 years later, Friends became the first Korean novel that was approved by the state to be published in English and translated by Emmanuel King. This novel sold more than 1 million copies in his hometown of South Korea, was adapted into a Korean blockbuster, and became a huge spark of the Korean #MeToo movement. In Impossible Nation, I am an expert in international politics and the acclaimed scholar Victor Cha unveiled the curtain in this controversial and isolated country, allowing us to better understand the history of North Korea, the rise of the Kim family, and the cause them. This was The Present Situation of Korean Books, by Asian Inspection, and this was episode number 6. My name is Max Cooper, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.